Welcome back to A Kiwi Perspective, the podcast where we dive deep into issues that matter to everyday New Zealanders. Today's episode is a critical look at why Christopher Luxon is ruining the country for ordinary New Zealanders. Christopher Luxon's entry into New Zealand politics came as a surprise to many. A former CEO of Air New Zealand, Luxon's background in business initially made him a figure of intrigue, someone who was seen as an outsider with a pragmatic, results-driven approach. He entered the National Party with promises of bringing corporate efficiency to government, touting his experience managing large organizations and running successful enterprises. However, this business-centric mindset raises significant concerns for New Zealanders. Luxon's approach often resembles that of a corporate CEO, rather than a politician who understands the social complexities of governance. His leadership thus far reflects a vision that seems focused on profit-driven policies, with little regard for the people who are struggling to make ends meet. New Zealand today finds itself facing numerous crises. Housing is unaffordable for the majority of Kiwis, the cost of living continues to climb, and essential public services are under strain. Yet, Christopher Luxon's policies seem to do little more than exacerbate these problems, favouring the interests of the wealthy and large corporations while leaving ordinary New Zealanders behind. New Zealand in crisis. The state of New Zealand under Luxon's leadership cannot be ignored. With skyrocketing rent prices, food inflation, and a healthcare system on the verge of collapse, it's becoming increasingly clear that his government's priorities don't align with the needs of most New Zealanders. At the heart of this crisis is a severe lack of affordability in housing. For many Kiwis, home ownership has become an impossible dream, and the rental market is equally daunting. Meanwhile, wages have stagnated, and inflation continues to erode purchasing power. Luxon's approach to these issues, however, seems focused on policies that favour those who are already financially well off. His business-first mentality is starkly out of touch with the challenges faced by the majority of Kiwis. Rather than focusing on social safety nets, equitable growth, and the well-being of the people, Luxon's policies are increasingly viewed as benefiting corporations and the wealthy elite at the expense of the ordinary worker. 2. Economic policies, serving big business over ordinary New Zealanders. Wealth concentration. One of the most glaring critiques of Christopher Luxon's leadership is his unwavering commitment to serving the interests of big business. Tax cuts for the wealthiest in society, reductions in corporate tax rates, and an unshakable faith in the trickle-down effect all serve to reinforce the status quo of wealth concentration in New Zealand. Luxon's tax reforms, which reduce taxes for high-income earners and large corporations, essentially prioritise the wealthy at the expense of the average New Zealander. While he argues that these tax cuts will encourage investment and stimulate economic growth, the reality is quite different. Ordinary Kiwis are not seeing the benefits of these policies. Instead, they're facing higher costs of living, stagnating wages, and fewer opportunities for upward mobility. The evidence is clear. As taxes for the wealthy decrease, the public services that New Zealanders rely on become underfunded. Schools are struggling, healthcare is increasingly privatised, and welfare programmes are being slashed. These are policies that benefit the rich while leaving ordinary Kiwis to shoulder the burden of austerity. Cost of living crisis. The cost of living is another area where Luxon's policies fail to provide relief. Under his leadership, everyday essentials such as food, housing, and energy have become more expensive, with wages failing to keep pace. The gap between rich and poor has widened significantly under this government, with the most vulnerable paying the price. Luxon's approach to addressing inflation and the rising cost of living appears to be rooted in neoliberal principles such as deregulation and market-driven solutions. These policies, however, have done little to reduce the financial strain on ordinary Kiwis. Instead, they've benefited large corporations and multinational companies that are able to absorb the costs while leaving everyday Kiwis to bear the brunt of price increases. For many New Zealand families, budgeting has become an increasingly difficult task. The rising cost of food alone has forced many families to cut back on essentials, choosing between paying for groceries or other necessary bills. Luxon's tax cuts, meant to provide relief, do little to address this reality, as they primarily benefit the wealthy, leaving little for the average New Zealander to gain. 3. Housing crisis, Luxon's blind spot. Housing affordability. Perhaps no issue highlights Luxon's failure to understand the needs of ordinary New Zealanders more than the housing crisis. New Zealand's housing market is broken, and under Luxon's leadership, it has become even more difficult for ordinary Kiwis to afford a place to live. Luxon's approach to housing has been one of deregulation and reliance on market forces. He advocates for increasing the housing supply, but this solution is short-sighted. While he talks about incentivizing developers and making it easier to build more homes, the reality is that these measures do little to address the root causes of housing unaffordability. The truth is that developers are primarily motivated by profit, not the welfare of ordinary Kiwis. Without policies that control the prices of land and regulate speculators, the supply of housing will continue to increase, but prices will remain out of reach for most people. For those hoping to purchase their first home, the dream of home ownership is slipping further away. Renters are facing unaffordable rent hikes, leaving many in a perpetual cycle of insecurity. Meanwhile, the wealthy continue to profit from property speculation, driving up prices and locking ordinary Kiwis out of the market. Short-term solutions versus long-term vision. Luxon's emphasis on short-term market solutions fails to address the systemic problems that have made housing unaffordable in New Zealand. Instead of prioritizing affordable housing, he's more focused on increasing supply without addressing the structural issues such as land affordability, housing speculation, and foreign investment that are driving up prices. This approach has resulted in little change for first-time homebuyers and renters, who continue to face steep price hikes with no tangible support. Meanwhile, the policies Luxon has championed have only further entrenched the wealth divide, where those with capital, often already wealthy property owners, are the only ones benefiting from the housing market. 4. Social welfare cuts impact on the vulnerable. Welfare reform. Christopher Luxon's stance on social welfare is another deeply problematic aspect of his leadership. His government's focus on austerity measures, including cuts to welfare and social services, is exacerbating the struggles of the most vulnerable in New Zealand society. For those who rely on welfare to survive, whether it be the elderly, the disabled, or families living in poverty, Luxon's policies have meant reduced access to essential support. The government has continually chipped away at social services, arguing that cuts are necessary for the economy. But these cuts come at a significant cost to the most vulnerable members of society. Food banks, which were once a last resort for those in extreme poverty, have become a necessity for many New Zealanders. The elderly, disabled, and young families are increasingly turning to charities for assistance, as they no longer have access to the support they once relied on. Luxon's austerity measures have only deepened the divide between the wealthy and the poor, leaving those who need help the most with little to no support. Disproportionate impact on Māori and Pasifika communities. Luxon's welfare reforms have disproportionately impacted Māori and Pasifika communities, who already face systemic inequalities in New Zealand. These communities are more likely to rely on social services due to historical disadvantages in education, employment, and healthcare. Yet, Luxon's cuts to welfare and social support systems further entrench these disparities. By reducing funding for services that specifically target the needs of Māori and Pasifika communities, Luxon's government is perpetuating the cycle of poverty. Māori and Pasifika children, for example, are more likely to experience food insecurity and poor educational outcomes, and the lack of adequate social support only makes these problems worse. Luxon's policies fail to address the root causes of these disparities, opting instead for short-term fiscal austerity that disproportionately hurts New Zealand's most marginalized groups. Until these systemic inequalities are addressed, Māori and Pasifika communities will continue to bear the brunt of Luxon's leadership. 5. Climate change neglecting future generations. Business-first mentality. Christopher Luxon's treatment of climate change has been a defining characteristic of his leadership, and not in a positive sense. Luxon's corporate roots have influenced his approach to this issue, with his focus being primarily on maintaining economic growth rather than addressing the existential environmental challenges facing New Zealand and the world. Rather than viewing climate change as a critical challenge, Luxon tends to see it through the lens of business interests, often prioritizing the protection of industries that are major polluters. his reluctance to impose stringent regulations on polluting industries, such as the agriculture, energy, and fossil fuel sectors, shows a deep disconnect with the realities of a warming planet. While climate change affects all of New Zealand, its impacts are disproportionately felt in rural and coastal regions, where extreme weather events like floods, droughts, and cyclones are becoming more frequent. Luxon's repeated reluctance to back aggressive emissions reduction targets further reveals his business-first mentality. For instance, despite New Zealand being a member of the International Paris Agreement, Luxon's commitment to climate change action has been seen as lukewarm. He continues to resist policies that could dramatically reduce emissions, arguing that these measures could harm economic growth. This is a flawed view because the long-term economic impacts of ignoring climate change will far outweigh any short-term gains. Luxon's policies have led to greater corporate profits for businesses that exploit the environment, but they also risk future generations' quality of life. New Zealand could become a climate change laggard in an increasingly environmentally conscious world if these policies continue. The lack of forward-thinking policies to future-proof New Zealand's economy by investing in renewable energy and sustainable agriculture is deeply worrying. Ineffectiveness in tackling environmental issues. Beyond the rhetoric, the Luxon government has taken few concrete steps to address the root causes of climate change. Under his leadership, New Zealand has failed to meet several of its own climate targets, including reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. The emphasis on market solutions and business-driven environmental policies has proven ineffective. For example, his reluctance to introduce strong carbon pricing mechanisms or implement rigorous environmental regulations on the agriculture sector, a significant contributor to New Zealand's emissions, has undermined New Zealand's climate action plan. The dairy industry, which has long been a cornerstone of the economy, is among the worst offenders when it comes to methane emissions. Yet Luxon's government has chosen not to introduce measures that would effectively address this issue. Luxon's lack of action on this front has real consequences for the environment and the country's future. The Pacific Island nations, who are already grappling with rising sea levels, look to New Zealand as a leader in the fight against climate change. But under Luxon, New Zealand has been slow to step up. As a country in the South Pacific, New Zealand should be at the forefront of environmental leadership, especially in the face of such grave challenges. Instead, Luxon's leadership has failed to show the necessary urgency to combat climate change, making future generations, particularly those in vulnerable coastal and rural communities, pay the price. 6. Healthcare, a system under strain. Privatization and underfunding. Healthcare has long been one of the cornerstones of New Zealand's social contract, ensuring that all citizens, regardless of income, have access to essential health services. However, under Christopher Luxon's leadership, healthcare is beginning to resemble a system where only the wealthy can afford the best services. Luxon's pro-business approach has increasingly led to the privatization of essential public health services. In an effort to ease the burden on the public system, Luxon has pursued policies that encourage private investment in the healthcare sector. While private healthcare may provide better services for those who can afford it, it undermines the principle of universal healthcare and leaves the rest of New Zealanders at a significant disadvantage. Public hospitals are increasingly stretched thin under Luxon's leadership, with staff shortages, extended waiting times, and inadequate resources being the norm rather than the exception. For everyday New Zealanders, this means that accessing healthcare can involve long waits and often significant sacrifices. The elderly, who are often the most vulnerable, face even greater difficulties as they are frequently the ones who need immediate access to care. Additionally, Luxon's cuts to public health funding have seen rural health services, which already face challenges, being neglected. In rural areas, the lack of access to medical professionals is exacerbated by underfunding, forcing people to travel long distances to receive basic treatment. For many, this is not just an inconvenience, it's a matter of life or death. 7. Education, policies that undermine the future of Kiwis. Underfunding and accessibility. Education has been a pathway to opportunity for generations of New Zealanders, but under Luxon's leadership, the public education system is increasingly underfunded. The cuts to education funding have been significant, leaving schools across the country struggling to provide the quality of education that New Zealand's young people deserve. Teachers are stretched thin. Classrooms are overcrowded, and vital support services for students with special needs are being slashed. Low-income families who depend on the public education system to give their children a fair chance are hit hardest by these cuts. The reduction in funding for public schools directly affects the opportunities available to children from disadvantaged backgrounds, perpetuating the cycle of poverty. For many, education is the key to escaping poverty and achieving upward mobility. Yet under Luxon, the very system that could provide these opportunities is being starved of resources, effectively ensuring that children from low-income households face an uphill battle to succeed. Meanwhile, private schools, which cater to wealthier families, continue to thrive due to their access to better funding and resources. Access to tertiary education. In addition to the underfunding of public schools, Luxon's policies on tertiary education are also causing concern. His government has made it harder for young New Zealanders to access higher education by reducing funding for universities and cutting back on student loan schemes. For many students, this means a higher financial burden and greater levels of debt. Student debt is already a significant issue in New Zealand, with many young people facing decades of repayment after completing their degrees. Luxon's decision to further restrict access to student loans only adds to this burden, making it more difficult for those from low-income backgrounds to afford a quality education. Without affordable access to tertiary education, many young Kiwis are being shut out of opportunities for advancement. Education should be a tool for social mobility, not a privilege for the wealthy. Yet Luxon's policies are pushing tertiary education further out of reach for many New Zealanders. This not only hurts individual students, but undermines New Zealand's long-term prospects by failing to invest in the skills and talents of its future workforce. 8. Labour rights. The erosion of workers' protections. Anti-worker stance. Luxon's government has taken a regressive stance on labour rights, weakening protections for workers and making it more difficult for unions to advocate for fair wages and working conditions. Under his leadership, New Zealand has seen a reduction in workers' rights, particularly in low-wage industries like hospitality, retail, and construction. By reducing the power of unions and weakening labour laws, Luxon has made it easier for employers to exploit workers. This is especially problematic in a country where many workers are employed in precarious, low-wage jobs with little job security. Under these conditions, workers have few avenues for recourse when their rights are violated, leaving them vulnerable to exploitation. Luxon's pro-business agenda has directly led to a situation where working-class New Zealanders are being asked to work harder for less. Despite rising profits in many sectors, wages remain stagnant and job security is increasingly rare. The erosion of workers' rights under Luxon's leadership leaves ordinary workers at the mercy of employers, with little ability to negotiate for better conditions or pay. Exploitation of the working class. New Zealand's working class is increasingly facing exploitation under Luxon's policies. Many workers are employed on short-term contracts or in insecure, low-wage jobs, leaving them with little control over their employment conditions. Luxon's failure to strengthen labour protections has allowed employers to take advantage of this situation, with workers often forced to work long hours for minimal pay. The reality for many New Zealanders is that they are stuck in a cycle of low-wage, precarious work with no clear path to improvement. This is not just an economic issue, it's a moral one. Luxon's policies have created an environment in which workers' rights are disregarded and their well-being is sacrificed in favour of corporate profits. The working class deserves better. It deserves a government that values fair wages, decent working conditions, and the right to organise and fight for better treatment. Under Luxon, these rights are being stripped away, leaving workers more vulnerable than ever. Conclusion, a call for accountability. The long-term impact of Luxon's leadership. The policies championed by Christopher Luxon are eroding the very foundations of what makes New Zealand a fair and equitable society. From his pro-corporate economic policies to his disregard for social welfare, education, and healthcare, Luxon's government is pushing New Zealand further down a dangerous path, one where the interests of the wealthy are prioritised over the well-being of ordinary New Zealanders. As these policies continue to take hold, the consequences will be felt most by those who can least afford it. Vulnerable communities, working class families, and future generations will bear the brunt of Luxon's failures. If New Zealand is to remain a country that offers opportunities to all of its citizens, Luxon's leadership must be held to account. A vision for a better New Zealand. New Zealand deserves better. We need a government that listens to its people, that prioritises the needs of ordinary New Zealanders over corporate interests, and that takes real action to address the crises facing the country. We need a government that invests in healthcare, education, housing, and the environment. We need leadership that puts people first and builds a more just and sustainable future for all.